Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless your name. Surely there is none like you. And you are the one who can do what no man can do. We thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for making us vessels unto honor in your hands. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We are here, Lord, not just to talk about wisdom, but to receive wisdom. I pray, Lord, that everyone of us here tonight will receive divine wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to shake hands with one or two people and tell them, I will leave here wiser than I came. And then you may be seated. God bless you. When we talk about the power of youth, there's very little you can compare to it. How powerful you are now is demonstrated again here tonight, that even the provincial pastors cannot meet until you have met. This is because tomorrow is superior to today. You are our tomorrow. And we know you are superior to us. Our prayer is that all our children will be greater than us. Look at this altar. Once upon a time, it was a big altar. But now, compared to the one over there, and even as that altar is greater than this one in glory, so will you be greater than us in glory. You better say amen to that one. Now I'll be asked to speak to you on wisdom. And our text will be taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 9. Proverbs chapter 4, reading from verse 5 to 9. It says, get wisdom. He didn't say talk about it, he said, get it. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. I wish I have 1 week to discuss wisdom. Even the passage I read to you Just reading it will show you that there are several things about wisdom that is peculiar. For example, wisdom is a woman. I'm not the one who says so, it's the Bible. You can see here, forsake her not, she shall preserve thee, love her, she shall keep, it's she, all the way. Which is a challenge to us boys. Get wisdom. But then, I don't want to I don't want to go into the theology of wisdom tonight. I want to talk about some practical things about wisdom because my time is limited. I want to talk one about the power of wisdom. I want to talk about the usefulness of wisdom. I want to talk about degrees of wisdom. And then, after that, I will define what is wisdom. And then, finally, I would give one or two examples, and it will be time for me to close. And I will have to do this in less than 30 minutes, because I have another meeting at 9:30. The power of wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 19 says, a wise man is stronger than 10 mighty men. In Yoruba land, when a man is really a mighty man of valor, they call him three men in one. But here the Bible says a wise man is 10 men in one. Wisdom, a wise man is wiser or stronger than 10 mighty men in the city. Therefore, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16, Ecclesiastes 9 verse 16 says, wisdom is better than strength. Again, in Yoruba land, they said the man who is strong and has no wisdom is the leader of, how do you call it now, lazy people. The others have been saying, they said, wise man, why are you not laboring? The wise man answered, I said, the labor of the foolish, who will eat it? The foolish is laboring. Somebody has to eat it. I don't have to labor. Let the foolish labor. And I will eat. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 12 said, wisdom is a defense. If you are wise, you are defended. You are secure. In fact, it says, the excellency of wisdom is that it gives life to those who possess it. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 18 says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. What does that mean? It means somebody with wisdom can deal with a hundred of fools with weapons and defeat them. I mean, can you imagine one man with a machine gun facing 1,000 people with bow and arrows? You know the result of the battle. The wise man uses wisdom to manufacture a machine gun. The foolish man says, I am strong. I know how to throw bows and arrows. I mean, how to send bows and arrows across. I can use spear. I've been at it for a long
The wise man quietly sat down with his machine gun and said, come, let's fight. And as they come, he will cut them down like banana trees.
Wisdom is very powerful.
What's the major difference between developing countries and the countries that are developed? Wisdom. They take our crude oil, take it to their country, refine it, and send it back to us. When they are taking it away from us, they buy it at a handful of dollars per barrel. When they send it back to us, they send it at a price that they determine per liter. A wise man is like Jacob. He sat at home, rearing sheep and goats. The foolish man is strong Esau. He goes about hunting. And Jacob knew when a man is hunting and he has just returned, he will be hungry. So he sat down waiting. And he came and said, I am hungry, I am hungry. He said, no problem, here is food. I prepared the food for you. Give me to eat. Yeah, no problem, but it will be at a price. You give me your birthright and you can have food. Foolish people sell their birthright because they haven't learned wisdom. Wisdom is powerful. Take note of that. Wisdom is useful. I want to talk about the usefulness of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12, 15 and 16. Wisdom says, listen, it is by me that princes rule. In other words, he said the difference between the ruler and the ruled, between the manager and the laborer, is wisdom. That's all. Wisdom. The politician comes to you and says, please let me be your servant. Vote for me so I can serve you. Come, take this 100 naira. Use it to buy bread so that I can be your servant. And then foolishly you took 100 naira and you vote for him. And as soon as he gets into office, when he wants to pass by, the police will clear you out of the way. That's your servant passing. Who is deceiving who? What's the difference between the manager and the wolf and the big hefty man carrying two bags of cement, one on the right shoulder, one on the left, from morning to evening? And when they go home, they have just enough money to survive. And the manager sits in his air conditioned office signing papers. At the end of the month, he makes millions. What's the difference? Wisdom. I pray that before you leave here this time, you will get wisdom. In Genesis 41, verse 39 to 44, Genesis 41, 39 to 44, what was it that Pharaoh said to Joseph? He said, Joseph, there is no man as wise as you, therefore you rule Egypt. He said, even I, Pharaoh, I will watch as you rule. He said, the only thing is that I won't give you my throne, that's all. But every other thing is handed over to you. Why? Because of wisdom. Not because you are handsome. Not because you are an Egyptian. He wasn't an Egyptian. You know, did he say, I like your face? He said, because there's no other man as wise as you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22 to 24, 2 Chronicles 9, 22 to 24, the Bible says, all the world gathered together to Solomon. Not because he was rich, but because he was wise. As a matter of fact, they brought their own wealth and gave it to Solomon. Because he was wise. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 18 tells you things you can collect from wisdom. Just have wisdom, and what do you get? You get happiness. You get long life. You get prosperity. You get honor. You get pleasantness. You get peace. And you get robust life. Vitality. It's there. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Just get wisdom. All these other things begin to run in. Many people die before their age because they are foolish. Because they don't know what to do. They haven't got wisdom. Before I learned wisdom, when I was just born again and I was beginning to be given opportunity to preach, I see other preachers. I see the way they run up and down, sweating, shouting. And I will want to be like them. So I grab the microphone and I will shout and jump and shout. And after one day, because in those days, anyone who's leading prayers at Tributary Meta will lead it for a whole week. By Tuesday, my voice will be gone. Then all of a sudden, I grow to wisdom. And I discover that it's not running up and down that will do the work. That anointing is not sweat. And when you're talking about wisdom, you can achieve what you want to achieve without effort. Without sweat. If I can stand where I am standing and let the word of God do what he alone can do, God will give you wisdom. Yeah. Now let me talk quickly about degrees of wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Beginning of wisdom. So wisdom has a beginning. That the smallest of all wisdom is to fear the Lord. Which means if you don't fear the Lord, you don't even have the beginning of wisdom. But wisdom can be multiplied. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to 20. Daniel 1, 17 to 20 says, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 10 times wiser than all the wise men of Babylon. 10 times wiser. In other words, when you gather wise men together, among wise men, there are wise men. Wise men will sit down and say, you are wise. It is my prayer that after tonight, when you gather together in the campuses and various places, when everybody has spoken, they will say, well, we have said our own now. Let us hear this brother. Let us hear this sister. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, Daniel 6, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says that Daniel was preferred above all the princes. Because an excellent spirit was in him. That excellent spirit is the spirit of wisdom. Because he was wiser than all of them. Now, so what is wisdom? Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. Matthew 7, 24 to 25. Tells us
quoted for us the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whose name is the truth. Jesus defined wisdom for us. He said, I will tell you what is wisdom. He said, every man that hears my word and will do my saying is a wise man. That's God's own definition of a wise man. The one who will do what God says is what? Wise man. It's a wise man. Every other thing is foolishness as far as God is concerned. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is doing what God says, whether it sounds reasonable to you or not. Doesn't matter. God said so, I concur. And I will do it. That is wisdom. I give you an example. The word of God says that you are to prepare your harvest in summer, so that when winter comes, you just keep on feeding, enjoying yourself. And I take that one to me. Make adequate preparations for everything that you want to do in life. Prepare ahead. Now, some of us, students, we wait until the exam is only 3 weeks away and then we begin to cram. No wonder we fail. I learned wisdom along that line. When I was at the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, between 1963 and 66, every time they examine us, every time. So that by the time you are going to the final exam, you already know whether you pass or fail. And because examination is every term or semester, whatever they call it then, we are constantly preparing. And I carried that one into my Christian life. How many of you see me during the convention running up and down? Say, hey, have they done this? Ah, is this one going on? Hey, no. During the convention, I'm sitting down cool in my prayer room talking to the Almighty God. I only come out in the evening when it is my turn. Why? Because a year before, I've prepared. The program for next year's convention had been concluded in August. August. Who is going to speak? Where they are going to speak? What time they are going to speak? Who is going to be the preacher? Who is going to be the interpreter? Every detail had been worked out a year before. So when the time comes, everything will be working like clockwork because of adequate preparation. That's wisdom. People say, how can you with all these people? How do you manage? I don't manage. The Holy Spirit does the managing. But I have already done my spade work. I will do my own so that I have time to pray. Oh, there was a time when the convention will be on. I will be fasting, of course, and you know, with the fasting, I have to run up and down, check this one, check that one, and by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm worn out. But now, I'm fasting, all right, but I'm not fasting with stress. That's why if anybody is expecting me to die young, he's wasting his time. Wisdom gives you long life, because you prepare ahead. You prepare ahead. Some of you, when you wake up on Sunday morning, now that you begin to look for which dress to wear, which shoe to polish. No. In my family, before you sleep, long before you sleep on Saturday,
Everything for Sunday morning is laid out. You're wearing this dress. It's already ironed. The shoe is already polished. Everything is set. And when I discovered that my children at times spend too long in the bathroom on Sunday morning, I make sure they bathe on Saturday evening. You don't collect dust on the bed, do you? So they wake up on Sunday morning and we just dash some water on top of their head, towel it down, and off we go. Preparation. That's why people like me are never late. Preparations. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 to 7. Deuteronomy 4, verse 5 to 7. Moses said to Israel, he said, do what I have taught you of God, and that will be your wisdom among the nations. When the nations see you, they will say, what kind of wisdom is this? Where did these people get this wisdom? He said, do what I have taught you about God. So what is wisdom, therefore? Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. That is wisdom. Knowing the right thing to do and doing it. How do I come out with first class in my examination? Simple. My professor of mathematics, who got his own PhD in 1928, told us in the class, he said, listen to me, you little boys. He said, you need to read something 10 times for you to remember 70% of it. How many times? And to get first class, you must get 70%. So what does that mean? You must read your notes how many times? 10 times. Simple. So I want to be first class, I read my notes 10 times. You read your own once. And you get to the exam hall and you say you remember only 30%. That's all you are going to remember. Because that's the way you are made. That's the way man is made. I am studying. You are watching television. Exam comes. You want to beat me. How can it happen? God is fair. Knowing the right thing and doing it. I've always given this example when I talk about wisdom. You are traveling on a road that you have never traveled before. And you saw a sign by the roadside that says narrow bridge ahead. If you are wise and you are the one driving, what will you do? You slow down. That's wisdom. But if you are a fool, you look at the sign and say, so what? And then you increase your speed. And very soon you will discover that wisdom gives life, foolishness gives death. Let me give you some examples. Exodus 15 verse 26. Exodus 15 verse 26 says, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all that I command you this day, I will put none of the diseases that I put on the Egyptian upon you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. What is that one saying? You can be absolutely healthy for the rest of your life, provided you are willing to live holy. Do what I say. That's what God said. And you will never be sick. But you say, who is talking? I want to enjoy myself. Youth is the time made for joy, man. All these old-fashioned people who said we must not have premarital sex. What do they know about modern days? They will have sex anytime I want to. After all, in their own time, they didn't know anything about condom.
Well, maybe somebody didn't tell you that condom do tear. And it needs to tear only once for you to get AIDS. Only once for you to get pregnant. Only once for you to abort. Only once for your womb to be removed. Only once for you to die childless. Only once. And the devil does not, the devil has grown in wisdom. You know, wisdom grows. The devil has learned from experience that if you cut off something and you even put out his eyes, the hair on his head will grow again and it will become dangerous.
Now the devil doesn't wait opportunities. If he grabs somebody who had been calling the name of Jesus,
just once, that's all. That's why wise people who want to be disease free for the rest of their life, they stay away from sin.
Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Luke 6 verse 38 says, give and you shall be given.
That's the word of God. It doesn't make sense. It should be give and you shall lose. But no, the kingdom principle of God says give and you shall be given. So if you want to prosper, what do? You give.
He didn't say pray and you shall be given. Prayer has its place. He said give and you shall be what? Given.
So those who are wise, when they need something, they give something. That's wisdom.
That is wisdom. When I became general overseer, there were many rich people in the church. Majority of them. 5 children, 7 children, husband, wife, children, living in room and parlor. That's how rich they were. Rich people. But I began to teach them, because in those days, we didn't give offerings in the church. They said, no, don't give offering. No offering. We are too holy to give offering. And we are dying of poverty. When I became general overseer, I said, the Bible is our constitution. It says, give and you shall be given. And I began to teach on giving. And there were some young people, they are not so young now. After 20-something years, they have grown. But they were young then. And whatever I said, they did. I can point to them now. Almost every one of them, either 2 houses or 3 houses, instead of room and parlor. And they didn't steal. But the word of God says, give and you shall what? Be given. Do you know why students are always so poor? Because they won't do what God says. They don't give. Daddy, we don't have much. That's when you must give, so that the little can become much. I shared with my households, those who living with me. I said, I know you will say you are household. Your salary is small. This and that. And so you don't give. I said, one thing you don't understand is that when God said give and you shall be given, he didn't say how. He said you give and leave the second part of it to him. Give and you shall be given. You shall be given. You start giving and you will see. You will see that there are people who come to visit the GO and you entertain them. And when they are going, they just went because God did not say to them, give. But you learn to give little things. Then you will suddenly discover that people will come, they come to see the GO, and after you've given them water to drink, as they are going, the Holy Spirit will say, Oga. Of all the abundance you have,
These people have been serving you. Give them something.
My househelps now are among the richest people in the world.
Because of this principle.
In fact, I usually joke with them. I say, when I see them dividing, I'm the one who taught you now. Include me in the distribution.
Galatians 6 verse 7. Galatians 6 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. That's wisdom. The law of harvest, nobody can change it. I don't have time to give you examples. But once I sowed tithes, and I reaped tithes. And when I reaped so many tithes, and I knew this was becoming too many, I said, God, can these people traveling abroad bring me something else other than tithes? He said, well, you sow tithes, you are reaping tithes. So I began to sow shoes. And I began to reap shoes. And now I'm showing cars. And when you see me reaping cars, if you say a word, God will say, shut your mouth.
Proverbs 22 verse 29. Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, you want to reach the top? Be diligent. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, presidents, prime ministers, royalty, and not before me men. You can reach the top if you are willing to work hard.
There's a poem that I memorized in 1957. It is from John Plowman's talks. I don't know if the book is still available. He says, the heights by great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling up in the night. While their companions were sleeping, they were walking. People have asked me, why don't you rest? You're walking so hard.
Because I'm going to the top. I'm not going to stop till I reach the top. Everybody knows that climbing is hard work. If you want to go down, if you want your car to go down, you don't need the engine. You can shut off the engine. The car will go down on its own. But you want to climb, you have to work hard. That's wisdom. You want to reach the top and stay there. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 13. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 13. I've had people quote, I shall be head, I shall not be tail. I shall be above only, and not be beneath. And they've been quoting that for 20 years. They are still beneath. Because they will not apply the conditions, which is in verse 1. When you reach the top and you want to remain at the top, God says, do what I have said you should do. There are many of us who started in the ministry at the same time. And we learned everything about, positive confession. Say, believe it and say it out. And so they will wake up in the morning and say, I have a car. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have a car. 10 years there, 10 years later, they are still going on Okada. Because you have a car, it's not going to produce a car. God is not a magician. You want a car? Work for it, man. They wake up at 10, get to the office at 1 p.m., leave the office at 3, and they keep on saying, I have a car. Where is the car coming from? Not from my God. You want to reach the top?
Work hard. You want to stay there? Do what God says. In John 16, verse 24, John 16, verse 24, Jesus Christ said, pray till your joy be full. Ask till your joy be full. What does that one tell you? If you are not satisfied with where you are, pray. Ask God to open doors. Tell Him that if you open doors, you will enter. Because let me tell you one thing about God, and this is wisdom. God will provide food for you, but He won't do the cooking. He will provide you yam and provide you with everything you need, water and salt and oil. But you better go and fetch the firewood yourself. The yam can be at home. Fire is there. Oil is there. Everything there. And then you sit down and begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that God will prepare a table before me now, right away, and cook this year. You will die of hunger. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. Stand on your feet. I promise you I'll be praying for you, because I have to rush away now, but I can guarantee you I will pray for you tonight. I want you to pray one prayer, just one prayer. I say, Father, baptize me in wisdom. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.